Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. It is Monday, lesson day, and today I'm going to talk authority and specifically emotional authority. So whether or not you're defined in the solar plexus, this is going to be valuable for you. So stick around. But quickly before I get into that, I want to talk to you about two really cool and exciting things. Number one, on Thursday, my time, so that's Sydney time, I am running a free live webinar that will talk all about the work you're designed to do. So I'm going to unpack human design from a career point of view. So please come along, join. If you are in America or Australia, in those time zones, this is going to suit you. If you're in Europe, there is a replay. Do not stress. All you got to do is register now and you'll get the replay. Everyone will get the replay. So that's super cool. Number two, I'm also going to put a link in the show notes along with the free webinar for the Mastermind waitlist. You may have listened to last episode where I had six of the eight girls from the Mastermind on the podcast, which was freaking awesome. How good are they? They're incredible humans. And we are launching the second one very soon. So if you're interested in getting onto the waitlist for the Mastermind and learning more information and having a chat to me, the link is in the show notes. Okay, so let's get into learning day. Now today, I want to talk about today the solar plexus and being or having definition in the solar plexus, especially because, well, I'm very inspired by it at the moment. Being in isolation and being someone who has defined solar plexus, so emotional wave, always living in the emotional wave. And I'm noticing that my wave is a lot more subdued. And I'm curious about that. The conclusion I came to is that because I'm spending most of my time in my own aura or, you know, the kids or Justin, that I'm actually free of all those other auras, of all that other energy I'm usually interacting with. I think it's got a large part to do with my emotional wave and the high and the lows that I usually experience. Now, and that's a good thing. So what's the lesson here for me? I need to spend more time. I have to be more conscious. I had a session with my kinesiologist and she just yet again reiterated that we have to be so conscious of our energy just because we can't see it. And sometimes we're not even super aware of other people's energy that we're taking on. It's super important that we're protecting our energy and cleansing our energy and being in our own aura. It's off the charts. So important. So today I want to talk about the solar plexus. Now, if you are defined in the solar plexus, that means that you have it colored in. And for those who are newbies, well done. Welcome to Human Design. You're awesome. If you look at your body graph, it's a triangle on the right-hand side that faces to the left. Okay. And you'll see that it's in the body graph. I don't mean the four up the top. I mean in the body graph on the right-hand side down the bottom. And that is your solar plexus. So if it's colored in, you're defined. Now, when it comes to our authorities, there is a hierarchy of authority. So if you have the solar plexus defined, then you have emotional authority, even if you are a generator. I know that a lot of the generator information out there, probably including some of mine, talks about the solar plexus for you guys. The sacral for you guys. So yes, I have a defined sacral because I'm a manifesting generator. However, the hierarchy is that the solar plexus comes first. And this is really important when you understand the mechanics, okay? Now, we are moving towards a new world where we're moving from mind. We've got three awareness centers in the human design body graph, okay? So the first awareness that appeared was our spleen, okay? That's our survival instinct. That was the awareness that cavemen had, that, you know, the basic instinct, the survival instinct, all of those instincts of humans. Then we moved into mind awareness. So that's the Ajna, okay? And, you know, we can very much identify with that now. We're living in a world where we have been mind identified for a long time now. And we're moving into this new way of being, which will be emotional awareness, where we're operating from how we feel. Now, we can overlay quantum physics. We can overlay all personal development. We can overlay the evolution of personal development and the inclusion of quantum physics, which says we, even in this short period of time, we've gone from the secret, which talks about the law of attraction and what you think. And now we know for sure that that's not entirely true. We now know that quantum physics says it's how we feel. So you can see that even in that short time, the evolution from mind awareness is really getting into emotional feeling awareness. So our solar plexus, if you're defining the solar plexus, you need time. Now, one of the things I see trip people up all the time, because it really tripped me up as well in the beginning, was that if you are a generator or a manifesting generator, it means that you have a defined sacral. Now, that is quick. It's in the moment. It's a thumbs up, thumbs down. However, where people get confused is, what do I listen to? Where do I go to first? What's right? What's wrong? If I'm a generator, I have to listen to my sacral. Yes, but the solar plexus always comes first. So what I want you to get into the practice of doing is just slowing down your decision-making process. As you know, any big decisions, sleep on them. But even the small decisions take time. One of the things for me is that I come at things a few times. So let's say even lunch. I am loving meal planning and all sorts of planning at the moment. I know, total geek. And I will have up on my meal plan that I'm going to have, I don't know, a Buddha bowl for lunch. However, manifesting generator with emotional awareness means that I can never know until I get there. And when I get there, I need to look at it a few times. So I'll often open the fridge, see what's in there. If we've got some leftover soup, I might want soup, not the Buddha bowl. So leaving myself the space to come at it a few times, the time. One of the massive deconditioning things for me was that because I have the 3420, so that's the solar plexus to the throat, which is the fast, super fast, like lightning quick, very busy. And then I've got the 3740, which is the heart center through the community channel to the solar plexus. And this is slower. This is much slower. This is an overtime awareness. So understanding that there is fast and slow, I've come to understand it from my point of view is that the slow always has to come first. So I kick into high speed mode when it's almost like I've got the decision's made, the plan is there, and then I just kick off and like my 3420 takes over and I just get so much stuff done. However, I give myself the space before I get there to actually let my solar plexus do its work, okay? So what I also want you to understand about the sacral and also the spleen, actually, because the sacral and the spleen, they are both authorities as well. The sacral comes next, then the spleen. And both of them are in the now. So if you have definition in either of the sacral or the spleen, and you have emotional authority, because remember, if you have a solar plexus defined, therefore that comes first. What's a really good way to get used to it is write down what your sacral and your spleen tell you and then sleep on it. And this is how you can start to build the muscle. I can now tell, like sometimes I don't need overnight. Sometimes I can have a short period of time. And often my sacral will tell me what's right for me in the moment. However, I need emotional clarity. And why specifically do I need emotional clarity? Everyone does, by the way, if you have a defined solar plexus. And that is, I need to get to a place where I almost have, I have emotional, what human design say emotional clarity, but for me, it's an emotional balance. It almost as though it's an easy yes or an easy no without any heightened emotion. So it's kind of the opposite of being in your wave. You kind of just go, oh yeah, I'd obviously want to do that. Obviously don't want to do that. Or I feel no drive to do that. Or yeah, I feel really driven to do that. But not in a heightened emotional state. So now, as we practice the dance between the fast and the slow, we start to teach people to give us time to make decisions. And the more you can give yourself time, anywhere from 3 minutes to overnight, this is going to be incredibly powerful. Now, for those of you who are open in the solar plexus, I want you to be very conscious about how other people's emotions affect you, especially in the environment you're living in right now. Do you live alone? Do you have other people in the house? Are they defined or undefined in the solar plexus? Because you're being affected by their energy. So one of the things that can be really cool right now, I have one of the girls on the mastermind, she and her husband are undefined. And she's like, yeah, wow, I wondered why we never fought. Like, we're just like really balanced with each other. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's because you're open in the solar plexus. So you don't necessarily have the highs, the lows, the waves. It doesn't mean that you don't have emotion. It just means that you don't have the peaks and troughs. So you can tend to just navigate without the peaks and troughs, without the being triggered, unless you've been conditioned. So this is the thing that I just want to touch base with you. So while you're at home, if you're open in the solar plexus, I want you to, or undefined in the solar plexus, I want you to just take time to be in your space and notice the lack of emotion, the lack of emotional wave, and really start to connect to it, because this is your natural state. This is the place where homeostasis happens for you. You don't necessarily have to have the peaks and troughs. You just ride other people's. So what I want you to have a consider, or what I want you to think about now, is right now, one of the cool things is that we are not spending time in other people's auras, or as much time in other people's auras as we have, could be even our entire life. So you are actually being your most, or closest to, I had to think about that. If you have a family of six people and you're all shut in a tiny house, well, maybe not. But for most people, this is a really powerful time, whether you're defined or undefined in any center. This is a great time for you to get to know your energy. Who are you? What is your energy when you are not being conditioned by other people? So what I would love you to do, or here is a little exercise for you. I want you to take some time to journal. And the simple question, what is specifically different now that I've been home for the last however many weeks you've been home, depending on what country you're in? What is better? So you're looking for what is better. Don't let ego jump in and go, yeah, well, oh my God, I can't stand being locked in the house with my kids. Or, I'm just worried about money all the time. Try to let that go. Try to put ego to one side. Let ego do his or her bit over there. I want you to ask yourself, what is specifically better since I've been at home in my own aura? Because this is where you can start to restore the deletions. You can start to restore or have a look at your belief systems. You know, what is stopping you being this person in the old environment? So as we come towards this, heading towards normality, I appreciate it's still going to take time. I want you to really start to go, okay, who am I going to be now I know what it's like being in my own energy? Who am I going to be? What are the boundaries? What are the boundaries that I'm going to put in place now that I know? We don't mind Bailey in the background there. What are the boundaries I'm going to put in place? What am I going to say no to? What am I going to say yes to? And this is all going to come from a more aligned place. Because as I said, you're not being conditioned as much by other people's energy. This is also a great time to be doing your shadow work, your inner child work. If you don't know what they are, go back to those. I've got episodes on them. And clearing up any of that, the patterns, beliefs. In fact, I think I should do a beliefs. I might do a beliefs podcast for you very soon. Do all this clearing up now, because now is the time. Because otherwise your brain is going to go straight back to default mode once normality returns. And no one wants to waste this unprecedented opportunity. Well, maybe you do, but I certainly don't. So now is the time to really be looking honestly at yourself, at your energy, and how you are designed. Because at the end of the day, we are becoming our own gurus. We have all our answers. We know what's aligned for us. We just need to choose to listen to it and trust it. And that's a muscle we've got to build. So, as a last note, what would you do and who would you be if you trusted what your internal guidance system was telling you right now? Ooh, that's a goodie. All right, everybody, I'm going to leave it on that. I trust that's really helped anyone with the solar plexus and given you some fantastic journal prompts. I thank you for being here and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.